welcome to another edition of Florida Homes and Gardens. Yes, Florida Homes and Gardens, special edition today, 2 hours. As last week, we had a two-hour edition of On the Money with Certified Financial Group. They will be back next Saturday at 9 a.m. But right now, sit back and relax and enjoy a special edition of Florida Homes and Gardens here on WDBO as we broadcast live from S&W Kitchens Winter Park Showroom. We've got Bill Burke from S&W Kitchens there alongside Tim Pataraki, Accurate Window and Door, Kip Podikas, Paramount Fencing, and even Bob Loix from Wolf Sub-Zero, all ready, willing, and able to take your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. And we got to thank Joe Bird and Nancy Hecht and the whole financial planning group down there, Certified Financial Planners, for letting us borrow their segment here this morning. We appreciate the time, and we enjoy being able to trade off with them. And you know, the 2 hour block I think is a lot of fun for us because you know, sometimes it just there's more information that we want to get out, and like after the show sometimes we get phone calls and emails and texts and stuff like that. So during the 2 hours here today, we're happy to answer whatever questions that you might have about anything that you're doing around the house or in the house, or you want to do to or for your house. We thought that we'd take this first hour in conjunction with the theme of what Joe typically talks about and talk about the value of your home and how to maintain or even improve the value of your home. For many of us, I would say for most of us here around the table, including young Garrett, the on-site producer here for us, we thank Garrett for being here this morning. We also have our sales weasel, Carl Nixon, here in
our hero
in the show. He is Carl's a great guy. I love to poke fun at Carl, but Carl's a great guy. We enjoy having him, and he's here this morning. And if you stop by the showroom, actually, we're at 955 North Orange Avenue, right in Winter Park. This is called the Designer's Row area. Denning is the nearest cross street, and actually the Rollins College left field is practically in our parking lot. Their baseball field, left field of their baseball stadium is common to our parking lot here. So if you'll stop by, we've got a cup of coffee here for you, and we've got some bagels from Einstein's. We're happy to talk to you about whatever project it is that you're working on around the house this morning. I brought my 8.5 by 11 glossies. Did anyone bring a Sharpie?
I can get one.
We probably have a Sharpie that we can get from one of the guys here. Tim, I know you have your. Restock yours?
Yeah, I did, and I have plenty of pictures as well.
Okay,
a Sharpie.
Yeah, we'll need a Sharpie to sign some of those. So if you come down, we're happy to say hi, offer you a bagel and some coffee, and talk to you frankly about whatever project it is that you're working on around the house. We do want to talk about investments. Is this everyone's home, I believe, unless you're invested in your business as well. It's probably their largest investment.
No, I think from a home investment standpoint, it's great that we got this audience, so don't tune us out. We are going to make it worth your money, and we're going to talk about things to help you save it, invest it, and talk most importantly about good return on investments. I like the Sharpie concept. That's pretty awesome. I'll need that Sharpie because last week I was down at your warehouse sale, and that thing was awesome, and you gave me a box of bowls, and I owe you 20 or actually 15 bucks, but you did tell me that if there was a bowl inside of it that was worth something, I had to give you more.
And did you find something good?
There was one from England in there, and I'm going to tell you, it's crafty. So what I want to do with that is actually I want you to sign it so I can take it down because I'm going to Ventures with Autism and use it as a silent auction and see how much money we can get.
Fair enough. I will do that. We'll have to make sure that we grab a Sharpie. And Joe, last weekend, Joe Burt and his crew were gracious enough to lend me a little bit of time, and we got on air and talked a little bit about this giant warehouse sale that we had down at S&W Kitchens. We saw a lot of people down there. We practically gave away a lot of stuff that we had down there as well. There were some beautiful cabinets, and just hate to see stuff like that go to waste. So we gave away a lot of stuff. There was a lot of tile, plumbing fixtures, cabinetry. And then Monday morning, the cabinets that really weren't or that were in good shape were going to donate to Habitat for Humanity. They're going to come by and pick those up. So
nice.
Glad to have seen a bunch of people that came and took advantage of the sale that we had. So in conjunction with our theme that we typically have with our three things, you know, I wanted to talk about from my perspective, and I want others to join in the conversation here as well, the three big things that you can do to maintain the value of your home. You know, and I think one of the things, as I was doing some of my research there, over the last couple days in with this thought in mind. One of the things that I thought, and it makes all the sense in the world, and I wonder how many of us actually do this, but one of the things to do, perhaps the number one thing, and as Kyle will tell you, there's always more than three of these three things, right? One of the things to do is to deep clean your home often. And what I mean by that is that there's sometimes that people will wait to give the home a good deep cleaning if they're going to list it or they're getting ready to move. Or you have a whole house full of people coming over for the holidays and things like that. So, you know, so in deep cleaning, that would mean stuff like, you know, doing the inside and outside, you know, not just, you know, vacuuming and things like that, but cleaning the baseboards in the kitchen, right? Cleaning the baseboards in the dining room and down the hallways and touching up the paint that, you know, maybe the dog goes around the corner down the hallway and bumps up against the side of the corner bead there and rubs the paint off over the years. So, you know, so a good deep cleaning for the inside and the outside. So things on the outside would include like making sure that your fence is good and clean, maybe pressure washing.
Yeah, no,
fencing.
No, this is awesome. This is, I think, one of my biggest pet peeves when people go out and try to get that fence. Maybe they're thinking about selling their home. But, hey, so you know who you're talking to. This is Kip. I am the owner of Paramount Fencing. And, yes, you are listening to the Florida Home and Garden Show, and I'm here to answer your questions. I believe you can text them in to 2132 if you got them. But I'm here to answer your questions no matter how big, no matter how small they are. In my world, there's no such thing as a question that is not smart. Any question that you need to ask, it's best that you ask it. So, but let's get back to this topic here, what we're talking about, fences, and maybe what to think about when you're going to sell your home. I think as you are going to sell your home, you have to look at return on investment. We're going to stay with that. So you have to weigh the checks and balances, take a look at your fence and say, hey, what is it that is going to make the value of my home increase? Maybe it's giving it a good cleanup. Maybe it's tightening it up. But I think where you need to really start, and is where you just purchase a home. So if you just purchase a home and you're getting a bunch of estimates, I want you to remember one little, simple, tiny concept. It is never the big things that get you. It is the little things that get you. It's all those little things that when estimators come out, that they try to price point you to get your business. It's the aluminum stiffeners that they take out of the vinyl on the top and the bottom rail. Maybe it's the wrong nails. Maybe it's the wrong building method. Maybe it's something there just to get your business. Well, I got news for you. When you actually go and you meet with that realtor and you say, I want to sell my home, this is what's going to happen to you. You're probably going to have a buyer that walks in and goes, I love this house. Great job on the kitchen. These windows are awesome. But man, that fence is not good. So having said that, give me an extra $2,000 or $3,000, and that's not a good thing. So what you're really wanting to say, have a buyer say to you is, hey, man, this thing is good inside and out. So I think go to the beginning of where it all starts. Ask a lot of questions. You can call up to the show, text them into 21232. If you are thinking about putting your house on the market and you need questions on how to make that backyard look a little bit spectacular, because we know curb appeal has everything to do with the value just as well.
So short of, let's say that someone has the typical privacy fence, the wooden privacy fence, and, you know, it's weathered and it's been aged over 15 or 20 years. Is there a way to clean it properly, or does it have to be replaced? You know, you get the irrigation, you know, you have the sprinklers hit it in a certain pattern and it stains or cleans one spot more than another, or sometimes you see rust spots and things like that. Is there a good way to clean the wooden fence or even the vinyl fences to make them look presentable and give great curb appeal?
Absolutely. I might try to kill two birds here with one stone, because like you said, we get a lot of questions and answers after the show. But I think the big thing is you got to consider what type of fencing you have, because they got to be handled a little bit differently in each scenario. So the reason I say this two birds with one stone is because the holidays are coming. and everybody's trying to find a way to tidy up their backyard. So here's what I would say with you. Let's start with wood fence. Wood is a funny creature. It already gets 54 inches of water a year annually here. Wood is porous. It sucks it up like a sponge. It's not natural things that cause the natural decay of products that cause problem. It is the water. So if you're going to tidy up your wood fence, the number one wood thing that you do not want to do is pressure wash your fence. If you pressure wash your fence, you are going to pressure see if I can do this. This is like one of those Piper things. If you pressure wash your fence, you're going to pressure wash the pressure treating right out of it. And then you're going to seal it up. And then what's going to happen is the walls of that, the sealant, and then the walls is going to act like a wall of a microwave oven. And it's just going to bake it from the inside out. And if you've ever been to a home inspection, you want to see this hard at work, the first thing the home inspector does with wood soffit and trim is go up there and start poking holes through it. Next thing you know, you got these little blue tapes all over the place. And then you got your buyer going back, man, I got to replace $2,000 worth of fascia board. So I think I need that back off your asking price. So that's something you definitely don't want to do. Vinyl fencing is another one. We're going to talk about this because I actually had this question come in, and we're going to talk about vinyl fence and how to make it look good again. Because we know when we drive out around the Central Florida area, we look at a vinyl fence and it's green, it's moldy, it's got all sorts of weird stuff all over it. Well, that's not mold, man. That's baked on dander. We got a lot of humidity. Those two like each other. We get this dry cake process going on. And then we throw in a landscaper that does the Daytona 500 in our backyard. And we got black marks all over the fence. So the question becomes, how do we tidy that up? Well, I got a simple trick for you. It's one I use. You ever hear of Mr. Clean Magic Eraser?
Yep.
Man, that thing will take things off of that. But what you don't want to do is pressure wash your vinyl fence. And I'll tell you why. Because you better know the wall thickness. I've seen so many people take that pressure washer and go, psh, and next thing they know, it looks like they carved a cartoon, you know, saying right into the fence. And then I get the call, hey, do you have these vinyl slats? Do you know what manufacturer it is? No, I don't. Oh, well, I'm going to have to come out there. Well, I need these. Can you do it? Oh, well, that's $400 because it's a service call to send somebody out there. It's not cheap these more to do these little projects. So, you know, you don't want to do that. Just if you got mold, I think the best thing to do is if you have a pool, that's a big one. A pool is go and grab that pool water because it has natural chlorine in it, and just use natural elements. Don't be afraid to use a little elbow grease and stuff like that. But hey, big pet peeve, if you're selling your home, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go check if you have a pool in your backyard. I want you to check the doors to your screen enclosure. I want you to check your gates, because the last thing you want to do when you're selling your home is pass on liabilities, right? Pool safety is huge for Paramount Fencing.
Yep.
There's too many accidental, what they call accidents. So there are rules in place. And I know there was a bill that went through the state legislature last year and it died in a committee. And that bill was simple. If you have a pool, you must be pool code compliant. So you know what happens when something dies in a committee in the state of Florida. It's coming back. So, but that's the advice I give you from an investment standpoint as far as Paramount Fencing goes.
All right. So we're going to be down at the Winter Park Showroom for S&W Kitchens on North Orange Avenue, 955 North Orange Avenue. Denning is the nearest cross street. We'll be here till 11 o'clock. All of the S&W showrooms are open until 2 o'clock on Saturday, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. But if you do come down to the Orange Ave, you'll get to meet the whole crew that's down here, as well as Mary Burkhammer, who's one of our longtime senior designers here at the Winter Park Showroom, along with Chris Dreschel, who's the field sales manager of the Winter Park Showroom, and also voted the most handsome of all the sales managers for S&W. Ooh. So as a side benefit, you'll get to see him as well. Kyle, we have Dave Wall back in the newsroom.
Well, that we got the three big things you need to know. But before I do that, I want to give out the phone number, 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Right now, we pause. Get the three big things you need to know.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
State Senator from Ocoee has introduced a bill in Florida to ban discrimination against hair.
The news at 9:30, why he thinks that's necessary.
Who?
Teachers in Orange County have been fighting for higher pay. Now they can vote in the district's latest offer.
One.
We're expecting a cold front to bring us some rain early on Sunday. Right now, we're clear on News 96.5 WDBO. Interactive weather radar. It's sunny 61 in Orlando.
When you get the app, you get our alerts. Stay connected to breaking news with our free app and listen everywhere you go. This is News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
Rick Eden here with Eden Construction. I've been remodeling homes in Central Florida for over 30 years. I've won awards for additions, kitchen remodels, and outdoor entertainment areas. We continue to make people's lives Eden better. We also construct beautiful aluminum rooms, patio roofs, screen rooms, sunrooms, carports, the list goes on. We also won awards for aluminum sunroom. Did you know that an aluminum roof on your home saves energy? Did you know our screen rooms are designed to withstand 130 mile an hour wind? An aluminum sunroom can be 40 to 50% less than conventional construction. Call us to find out if an aluminum room is right for you. Whether it be your kitchen, additions, aluminum screen, or sunrooms, we are here to make your life even better. Call us at 407-671-9697 or edenconstruction.com. That's E-D-E-N construction.com.
CGC 060047.
In a recent survey, 40% of Americans said they're unsure if they'll have enough money to last them through retirement. For more than 40 years, the Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group have been providing retirement planning and investment advice for a fee. And because they're independent, they don't have any house products to sell you. Get a complimentary consultation by calling 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE. Certified Financial Group, where they're planning tomorrow, today. Retirement planning and investment advice for a fee through Certified Advisory Corporation, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Good morning, Central Florida. Tim Pateracki of Accurate Window and Door, part of the Florida Homes and Gardens show, coming up next here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are Central Florida's oldest home improvement radio show, and we always have a group of the best in the business to talk about how to make your home better and more enjoyable. We'll take your calls and texts and give you great advice on windows and doors for your home. We'll also talk about the latest trends in electrical systems for your home and business. Plus, we'll tell you how to transform your home with stunning kitchen and bathroom makeovers. These are people who really know their stuff, and they're ready to share their expertise with you. So join me, Tim Pateracki of Accurate Window and Door, this morning and every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Florida Homes and Gardens Show, coming up next here on News 96.5 WDBO.
In a recent survey, 40% of Americans said they're unsure if they'll have enough money to last them through retirement. For more than 40 years, the Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group have been providing retirement planning and investment advice for a fee. And because they're independent, they don't have any house products to sell you. Get a complimentary consultation by calling 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE. Certified Financial Group, where they're planning tomorrow, today. Retirement planning and investment advice for a fee through Certified Advisory Corporation, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
This is so exciting. Right now, you can get a true 20% savings on the Pelican Smart Combo. Now, this is the system that I have, and I can tell you personally, it's made a huge difference in my water. From water that smelled bad, and I've never smelled bad water in my life until I moved to Florida. And if you're thinking, well, water shouldn't smell bad. Yeah, you know what? You're right. Water should not smell bad. And that is why you need the Pelican water system. Imagine this. Guaranteed, certified, cleaner, safer, better than bottled water for your family from every faucet, every day, salt free. Pelican is America's number one water softener alternative. You don't have to lug big bags of salt, no timers, no saltwater waste. You're going to love Pelican. An entire team of Pelican water specialists are standing by right now, ready for your call. 407-269-5040. That's 407-269-5040. Or go to PelicanOrlando.com.
This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of News 96.5 WDBO.
Throw it, throttle up.
You hear every launch right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Now we want you to experience Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. You know, where rockets launch. Just tap the KSC button inside our app, and you could win 4 tickets to all Visitor Complex exhibits and shows from News 96.5 WDBO.
And welcome back. This is Florida Homes and Gardens right here on News 96.5. WDBO's Ask the Experts weekend on the money with a certified financial group is off. They did a 2-hour last week, so Florida Homes and Gardens will get a 2-hour this week. We had a great conversation as they broadcast live from S&W Kitchens, Winter Park Showroom. Bill Burke, Tim Pataraki from Accurate Window and Doors there, Kip Odekas, Paramount Fencing, and Bob Loix from Wolf Sub-Zero. Again, 844-220-0965. The number to dial us up, 844-220-0965. And gentlemen, I believe we were talking about return on investment.
We were, and we'll continue along those lines with, let's talk with Tim Pataraki of Accurate Window and Door about what consistently the surveys have shown and the research has proven is the number one item that you can do to your home as far as home improvement goes on return on investment. And Tim knows what that is.
And I certainly do. Should I reveal it?
Let's go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, most people would say windows, but it's actually front door.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a couple of schools of thoughts on front doors. Number one, you know, some people just don't want a good-looking front door because they might have a lot of value behind the door and don't want people seeing, wow, that's such a nice door. Let's go see what's behind it. That doesn't happen very often, you know, on break-ins and things. But, you know, the number one, and my wife in our house was the same, and we see it. I was talking to Bob when we were on break, you know, it's like the boss is not happy with the front doors. And that's usually where the conversation and everything starts, right there, so that you can start, you know, planning. And, you know, Bill and I talk a lot about, you know, you got to develop the plan, develop the budget, develop all the, you know, the processes to get things done. And, you know, with the front door, you know, nowadays what we sell is a little different than a lot of our competitors, but we give lifetime warranty on things. So we put a lot of fiberglass and composites into the frames and everything. So, you know, Bob, you know, as we were talking, that's just one less honeydew for the guys to do, you know, and that. So, fiberglass comes two ways. So, you know, depending on the home and where you live, you know, you don't want to price yourself out of the neighborhood. So fiberglass comes two different ways. It comes in a white, smooth, only paintable finish. Historically, we see that in people who are really budget conscious, you can paint them. They're beautiful. But we see a lot of white fiberglass on the back of the door, the house with French doors, bathroom, pool bath doors and things like that. Because, you know, you're painting them and you don't have to have, you know, a big, you know, splash on curb appeal back there. You know, you want something that, you know, is low on maintenance and, you know, will always operate. And, you know, that's one of the things we don't charge extra for. Everything that we sell works.
Right. So as far as front doors go, you have one of everything and two of most.
Right. Yeah. So basically, you know, Bob has double doors. The doors come in 8 foot tall, which are, you know, a lot more expensive than a 6'8" door or an 80-inch door, which historically most homes have. You know, I was leading toward wood grain. Wood grain on front doors is very good because the wood grain finish on the outside is stainable.
So it's fiberglass that has wood graining impressed
right
into the
on it. And it's porous so that you can stain it, and then once you polyurethane. So our house, we have to have the outside painted for the homeowners, the color, you know, that we had with the house, which is not a problem. But the boss wanted the wood grain on the inside because on our wood door it was a mahogany door, and she wanted a mahogany. It had to be mahogany to match the entryway furniture.
Yep. So front doors, the return on investment, the percentage is 109% of the investment that you put into it that they expect you'll get back sale.
Yeah, and with doors, you know, we don't do as many doors like you don't do as many kitchens as you do bathrooms, Bill. So our lead time on doors is a lot shorter than windows right now because we're running out of daylight for this year. And, you know, at the end of the year, manufacturers close down their plants. And you know, we take the last 5 or 6 days of the year off. So, you know, but, you know, you want to order and get things in the warehouse so that when you're in line to get things done.
Yep.
So
all right,
Kyle. You want to get started, Kyle? Tell them to call 407-673-1159 or go to accuratewindowanddoor.com.
And S&W Kitchens, you can call 407-965-1120. Kip, how can they reach you?
You can find us on the web at paramountfencing.com. Like us on Facebook or customfenceorlando.com. or call us at 407-341-2720.
You guys know what to do. If you want to dial the show, 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Time for the latest news, weather, and traffic with Dave Wall.
This is News 96.5.
WDBO.
Where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
And it starts now.
9:30 at News 96.5 WDBO. Warm it up nicely right now. But a cold front is on the way. We'll check the forecast about 5 minutes from now. Our top story, wet weather is making an impact on very busy holiday travel. AAA estimates some 55 million Americans are traveling at least 50 miles away from home to celebrate the holiday. At the same time, sleet and snow could fall on several regions of the country. I'm looking at radar now. It shows a lot of shower activity just north of Atlanta. And today is also expected to be a very busy travel day at Orlando International Airport. You can find a link to your flight status at the News 96.5 WDBO app.
News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news.
Through the afternoon for mostly sunny skies and warmer temperatures. Then tonight a front moves through. This will cool us down for Sunday. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News and meteorologist Cassandra.
I'm Dave Wall. We're clear of any shower activity on News 96.5 WDBO Interactive Weather Radar. We've got 68 and some sunshine in Orlando. Florida Homes and Gardens continues in just a couple of minutes. Police in Longwood say a man was hit and killed last night by an Amtrak train. They say it happened near the Sunrail station at Church Avenue. The man was hit after trying to cross the tracks with a friend. A state senator from Ocoee has introduced a bill to ban discrimination against hair. Senator Randolph Bracey says discrimination against people who have styles like dreadlocks and braids still happens in some schools and companies.
The issue of natural hair discrimination is one that pervades every industry and every sector of American life.
No word yet on whether the House is filing a companion bill. Over 50 foster children in Central Florida now have new homes thanks to the Forever Family Ceremony for National Adoption Day.
We have been blessed to be able to have kids of our own, and we got a little more love to give, and I think everybody just, if everybody pitches in, we make the world better.
The group says there's still over 3,000 kids across the country who still need a home. 9:32 at News 96.5 WDBO.
Now is a great time to call S&W Kitchens. Scott Inez here for S&W Kitchens. I got to tell you, recently a friend of mine had his kitchen remodeled with S&W Kitchens. Here's part of his email. Scotty, I want to thank you for turning me on to S&W Kitchens. I've heard your spots on WDBO for years, and they really are true. From the designer phase to the process itself to communication with the project manager to the workers, your spots say it all. S&W is the best. Thank you. Well, folks, for years now, S&W Kitchens, they've really been a dream client because they do what they say they're going to do. They do great work. And don't just take my word for it. Heck, check out some of their tutorials that they have on their website, S&WKitchens.com, S&WKitchens.com, or you can call them at 407-965-1102. That's 407-965-1102. Visit one of their showrooms coast to coast, Ocala to Okeechobee. That's S&W Kitchens.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity, and you are listening to News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
Weather brought to you by U.S. Heating and Air Conditioning.
It's going to be a beautiful day across Central Florida with mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies and daytime highs climbing into the low 80s for many. We'll get to 82 degrees in Orlando. Then late tonight, we get a front moving through. That means overnight scattered showers will be possible and temperatures will be much cooler tomorrow. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimi.
Now,
Safe Touch Security,
Triple Team Traffic.
I-4 delays at Lake Mary Boulevard seems to have switched over to the westbound side. As you make your approach, you will start seeing some slowdowns. They get a little bit heavy after Lake Mary Boulevard, but they'll clear up not too long after, so don't worry about changing into a detour. Aside from that, we've also got some slowdowns on I-4 eastbound after Maitland and I-4 east through the attractions area. This report is sponsored by Little Caesars. Stop by tonight for a large thin crust pizza. Little Caesars, order a large extra most bestest thin crust pepperoni pizza online tonight and skip the register with Pizza Portal Pickup. Triple Team Traffic, I'm Stan Morris, News 96.5 WDBO.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. News 96.5 WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to News 96.5 WDBO. And when you get into your car, listen to 96.5 FM. And I'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on News 96.5 WDBO.
Welcome back. This is Florida Homes and Gardens right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. If you're looking for certified financial groups on the money, well, they are off this Saturday as they had 2 hours last Saturday. That means Florida Homes and Gardens has 2 hours this Saturday. So they'll be back at 9 a.m. next Saturday here on WDBO. But we have a special edition of Florida Homes and Gardens as they broadcast live from S&W Kitchen's Winter Park Showroom. Bill Burke is there alongside Tim Pateracki from Accurate Window and Door, your two regular hosts, Kip Hodakos, Paramount Fencing, and Bob Lloyds from Wolf Sub-Zero is here as well. Taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Bill, what's the number to put in our GPS, or the address, I should say, to put in the GPS where I can come visit you today?
It's 955 North Orange Avenue in Winter Park, 32789. We're right on Designers Road. Denning is the nearest cross street. Great location. We've actually been here in this location for 20-some-odd years. Field sales manager Chris Druschel and his Winter Park team have done just a terrific job of keeping, you know, the latest updated, cool, trendy designs, plus also a mix of some more traditional stuff that some of us who will go unnamed may appreciate, some of the more traditional type of displays and fittings and pieces and parts and things like that. So beautiful showroom, one of six that we have across the state. If you're interested in a home renovation, interior or exterior, you can call 407-965-1120. I think Victoria is at the reception desk today, and she'll get you to the closest showroom, and she'll get a designer on the line that can talk to you about the project that you're working on today. And if you're trying to get something ready for Thanksgiving, you still have, I suppose, the weekend where you can maybe change out some decorative hardware in the kitchen, or maybe add the crown molding that the builder left off, swap out maybe some accessory items in the bathrooms, or maybe change that old wall-to-wall mirror and put in one of those nice framed mirrors in the bathroom. There's still time to do some quick updates, some quick refresh items in the home today. And if you're planning on maybe starting something after the first of the year, now would be a great time to start. So how fortunate are we to have Carl Nixon here on location with us?
What about Bob?
And we should mention that Carl has won the Radio Wayne Award for 2019, first ever from Cox Media Group to win that. And I'm told, and Garrett will attest to the fact, that it's equivalent to the Oscars in the radio business. So let's have a quick round of applause for Carl Nixon. And Carl was kind enough to remind us that we've mentioned Mr. Bob Loik several times in the first half hour and haven't really introduced Mr. Bob Loik. So longtime and loyal listeners to the show will recall that Bob has been on before with us. And I don't like having Bob on too often because he has this awesome radio voice, and I'm afraid they're going to ask him to come and take over for me. But Bob is the local area rep for Wolf Sub-Zero Cove. And Cove is the third part that has been added into the Sub-Zero Wolf. Is it Wolf Sub-Zero or Sub-Zero Wolf?
It's tomato or tomato. Our website is listed as subzerowolf.com, but Wolf is four letters, as is Cove. So when we introduced that new brand into our family earlier this year, we kind of designed the logo so that Wolf is at the top and Cove is at the bottom. There's a little more symmetry in there. But it's Sub-Zero Wolf, or it's Wolf Sub-Zero.
Is the Cove made by Sub-Zero?
It is. It's manufactured in Madison, Wisconsin, at our corporate headquarters. It's the Sub-Zero end of this is 75 years old. Wow. Wolf is about 20 years old. And Cove is brand new. And I'm ecstatic because we, in the Southeast anyway, we just crossed under the threshold of having about 500 of those dishwashers that are on back order. It's kind of an inside thing that the guys that are in the design and the retail end of this, it's a high-class problem, but it's a very real problem. We can't produce them fast enough right now.
Well, why is that? I mean, I'm assuming that this is just something that you guys threw together real quick to see if you could sell some dishwashers, right?
Oh, no. Quite the opposite.
All right.
It's been in the development phase for a very, very long time. It's a world-class dishwasher. Why do you buy a dishwasher? Why do you have it in your home?
To wash dishes.
To wash dishes, right? So our mission, very simply, is conquering clean. We want to get the dishes as clean as they can be. And I haven't talked about this with you guys around the table, but if you have a dishwasher today that's been manufactured in the last, say, 10 or 12 years, if I asked you what you dislike about it, what would it be?
Making it close and lock properly.
Okay, that's a good one. How do you like the way your dishes come out dry?
Well,
or not?
I couldn't tell you. I think I've loaded the dishwasher, let's say, and my wife's going to probably be clapping if she's hearing this once this year. But I can tell you what I don't like about my dishwasher, and it's the fact that my 8- and 10-year-old refused to load it. But I know I do. When stuff comes out, one thing that drives me crazy is actually the spotting and some of the streaking. And I think every now and then you get that cup that, you know, you put out there and it's up on the shelf, you take it out, and the dishwasher just didn't quite do what it was supposed to do.
Well, there you go. So conquering cleaning, there's a whole story behind how we do it. I think equally as important is dishwashers today, the manufacturers have really clamped down on, or I should say the government has clamped down on the manufacturers with regard to how much energy a dishwasher can use. So you've really got to get very creative, and it's been just superior engineering that's gone into this that allows us to have glasses, cups, dishes, everything come out dry and ready to be put away into the kitchen cabinets.
So I've noticed when I open up the dishwasher that there's some components in there that are green. Is there significance to the fact that they're green?
Green means go, right? So if you see anything that is, we call it cove green, those are touch points. And Kip, it's the easiest dishwasher in the world to load because of the flexibility. You literally can just kind of dial in where you want to set the tines in the nice. Top or the bottom. Does anybody enjoy wine?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. It'll hold 25 stems, wine glasses,
wow,
in the dishwasher and get them all clean.
Yeah. So in conjunction with the Cove is the kind of the trilogy now, because we have the cooking, the refrigeration, and now the cleaning as well. So eventually you're going to maybe have some prep items, or maybe send out a sous chef or something for everyone? Or
I don't know about that, although I will tell you, we have our first, you know, Sub-Zero is all about food preservation. It keeps your food fresher longer. We have our first food preservation or food non-cooking item in our Wolf brand, which is a vacuum seal chamber that we added this year.
Which I think is awesome. I've seen it. I've seen you guys demonstrate it. I want you to talk a little bit about it. I think the most interesting thing that I saw, you know, a lot of people have those countertop food sealers. I think Tilia is the one that makes them, right? But the demonstration that I saw that you guys did took some potato chips and put the potato chips in the bag, and there's a setting on the device that will allow you to seal it without crushing everything in the bag.
I actually got a question, because this is the original investment hour. How does that translate to actual sell the home? Because my last home, I purchased one. And I was telling you, it's a Sub-Zero. When I walked in like that and I opened it up, it was like, oh! And I'm not questioning the price. But can you tell me how that translates to it? Because that Sub-Zero makes one of the most awesome refrigerators that there absolutely is out there. So I'm curious, when I'm ready to replace it, is it in my best interest to put in something else? Or do I get the Sub-Zero back?
It's absolutely in your best interest to do that. We typically will work with folks who are doing a direct replacement. And, you know, you might have something that's 36 or 42 or 48 inches, and you're not going to modify the cabinets. It's made for, you know, a built-in refrigerator. And we do something as a loyalty reward, you know, for someone to stay within the brand. But here's some real numbers. Average family of four will save $2,000 a year in food you don't throw away.
This is true.
So think about that.
You know, well, that's great, and it keeps in theme with the topic on the hour here. But talk about how that works, because I've heard it described, and I think it's really cool. And you know, a lot of times you'll hear people come in and they'll give you a discussion on something, maybe air quotes, a sales pitch, right? So the first time I heard about this Sub-Zero stuff, how it's going to save your food, I'm like, all right, that sounds great in theory. We put it to the test in our Longwood showroom, and I can tell you that it absolutely works. But how does it help save and preserve food?
Well, there's two things in play. One is ordinary refrigerators that kind of most of us own. The freezer is what gets cold, and it migrates cold air into the refrigerator. Food likes cool but not dry air. Think about when you walk into Publix or Whole Foods and you see all that beautiful produce. What's above them?
There's a mister.
Misters, yeah. Right. They're constantly being hydrated. They're providing humidity. So your freshest foods, your produce, likes cool and humid air. We actually run two separate refrigeration systems. So the freezer is never commingling air with the refrigerator. And so any leftovers or anything that you have in your fridge doesn't come back into the freezer and make your food taste or your ice taste like, you know, codfish, right? So that's a that's a great feature.
That's a New England fish, by the way.
Yeah. The right. Other thing that we do is
catfish for Florida.
We're scrubbing the air inside the fresh food compartment 24/7, and we're eliminating mold, bacteria, virus, and ethylene gas. All food gives off ethylene gas. So here's an easy way to remember it. If it hangs from a tree, it's the aggressor. Okay. And if it grows up out of the ground, it's the receptor. But if you put oranges and carrots next to one another, in a couple of days, the carrots are going to get very, very bitter. We have air purification inside the refrigerator that neutralizes that. It's not a filter. It's a device that zeroes everything out.
Yeah, so we did the demonstration in our Longwood showroom with grapes. Mm-hmm. I usually bring grapes in and have them with my lunch. Well, what happened at the house is that if they aren't getting eaten within 3 or 4 days after Lynn brings them home, they start getting a little bit mushy. So she brought them home. So I took the whole bag and brought it into the showroom and put it in the Sub-Zero refrigerator. And 2 weeks later, they're still nice and just like they came off the from the produce stand.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not a filter. There's nothing that you're taking out of the air and things. Doesn't it go somewhere?
It's being neutralized. So not to sound like we're going down this technical rabbit hole, but it's titanium dioxide crystals, and the lifespan there is infinite. It's like the magnet wristband that I wear because I think it's going to help me with my golf swing. The magnet will last forever. The band will get a little scuzzy. I have mine off right now. But there's also two UV
lamps. The radio
lamps.
Listeners wouldn't have known
they
that.
They can't see that. I understand. Right. The UV lamps do have a lifespan, so about once a year it will need to be replaced.
Right.
So it's, like I said, it's not a filter as such. It's literally a device that neutralizes all of that.
Gotcha.
Hey, also, too, I want to ask this. I mean, I own a Sub-Zero, and that story you're telling about what comes out of the ground, I own 5 acres of agriculture. I was out there taking care of the turkeys and chicken. I was actually listening to you, too, on the radio, and I'm like, I'm going to go in. I'm going to run inside. I'm going to do that, and I separated stuff. That is true, and it does absolutely work. But like for me, I have one. What should I do maintenance wise? I mean, because I need to have your pro come out like annually, or I mean, or somebody come out and say, hey, to do this? Because you just said every year that light has to be replaced.
Let's save that till after the. We're going to take a quick break. We'll have Dave Wall give us some updates after Kyle puts it over to him. And remind me, we'll talk during the break, but I want to ask you something. I think that everyone will find the answer to this pretty interesting. So you can call 407-965-1120 for S&W Kitchens. We're down at the S&W Kitchens showroom, 955 North Orange Avenue in Winter Park, right on Designers Row. Tim, how do people get to your whiteboard?
Yep, you can go to accuratewindowanddoor.com. Keep the S off window and door.
And if you need to get a hold of us, need good quality fence, you can look us up on the web at paramountfencing.com, like us on Facebook, and remember, as always, if you don't have a fence built by Paramount Fencing, you got a popsicle stick experiment in your backyard.
And if you want to call the show, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Time to get the three big things you need to know.
Now the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Thanksgiving travel week is coming up. Parts of the nation now facing snow and other winter-like weather. What it means for the getaway in the news at 10.
Two.
A popular burger chain that's been absent for over 50 years is coming back to Florida. I'll tell you who it is.
One.
Great weather expected for the Florida Classic at Camping World Stadium today. There's no rain on News 96.5 WDBO. Interactive with the radar. It's sunny 68 in Orlando.
Hey, everyone. This is Journey's Jonathan Cain. Join me Thanksgiving as I host ABC Audio's Rockin' Reels Thanksgiving Playlist.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Showcasing the greatest rock music from the movies. You'll hear The Beatles, Eric Clapton, Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, and my band Journey. ABC Audio's Rockin' Reels Thanksgiving Playlist with me, Jonathan Cain.
5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Thanksgiving Day on News 96.5 WDBO.
Hey, Scott Inez back for S&W Kitchens. I told you that I've had my kitchen, my two bathrooms, the office remodeled by S&W Kitchens. It all starts with the designing phase, okay? S&W Kitchens has some incredibly talented designers on staff. Krista was our designer. So they begin with a complimentary visit to the house, and Krista evaluated our wants and needs. She seemed to know what we wanted and needed more than we did. They bring you in and provide a beautiful design that includes the entire scope of the work. Then the project manager takes over. Tim was our guy. I went to high school with Tim, and he was great in communicating with us what was going to happen and when. And then it was the construction team's turn, and they handled all the deliveries. They kept the area clean. And then when the project was done, Tim and Krista came out for the final walkthrough to make sure we were happy. And still to this day, we're extremely happy. Now is a great time for a remodel with S&W Kitchens. Call them at 407-965-1102 or visit on the web, SNWKitchens.com. That's S&W Kitchens.
In a recent survey, 40% of Americans said they're unsure if they'll have enough money to last them through retirement. For more than 40 years, the Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group have been providing retirement planning and investment advice for a fee. And because they're independent, they don't have any house products to sell you. Get a complimentary consultation by calling 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE. Certified Financial Group, where they're planning tomorrow, today. Retirement planning and investment advice for a fee through Certified Advisory Corporation. A registered investment advisor online at financialgroup.com.
Hi, it's Kip, the owner of Paramount Fencing. I'm often asked what makes Paramount Fencing better than the rest. Simply put, we like to smile and we like to educate. We're not just a fence company, but an advocate for you, the consumer. For years, we have challenged our industry and their substandard results. Most importantly, we believe you, the consumer, have the right to know. Want to know fence? Find us at ParamountFencing.com. That's ParamountFencing.com.
Hi, I'm attorney Tom Olson. We've all heard horror stories of relatives fighting when parents pass away. I can help you avoid that and make things simple, easy, and inexpensive for your loved ones. I'm offering you a free consultation and a free review of your existing will or trust. I know from experience that you want to make things simple and easy when you die, and that starts by calling me, Attorney Tom Olson, Olson Law Group in Orlando. I also do Saturday appointments.
In a recent survey, 40% of Americans said they're unsure if they'll have enough money to last them through retirement. For more than 40 years, the Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group have been providing retirement planning and investment advice for a fee. And because they're independent, they don't have any house products to sell you. Get a complimentary consultation by calling 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE. Certified Financial Group, where they're planning tomorrow, today. Retirement planning and investment advice for a fee through Certified Advisory Corporation, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Check engine, airbags, brake lights all on at the same time. What's it all mean? Join Larry Perry here on News 96.5 WDBO every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. for Orlando's longest-running automotive radio show, The Magic Mechanic Show, where Larry will take your questions.
Did you know 80% of all pools in Central Florida are over 10 years old? Let TC Water Features update yours. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Hayward Pool Products. Visit tcwaterfeatures.com. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Jack's Magic, Florida Leak Locators, and Hayward Pool Products. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. Call us at 407-282-4911 or visit tcwaterfeatures.com.
WDBO FM.
And WDBO HD1. Orlando's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic is News 96.5.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
A Cox Media Group station.
Black Friday deals all month long, only at Ford of Claremont. The year's best deals are here right now. Cars, trucks, and SUVs priced as low as the factory will let us. Black Friday deals are here. Shop now at myfordofclaremont.com.
This is News 96.5 WDBO.
Welcome back. This is Florida Homes and Gardens right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with Bill Burke from S&W Kitchens, broadcasting live from the Winter Park Showroom alongside Tim Paderewski from Accurate Window and Door. We also have Kip Photocost, Paramount Fencing, and Bob Light from Wolf Sub-Zero. Let's get back to the conversation.
Light here to tell us when we're back on.
Well, you're back on right now. You are literally live on the air right now. So
we'll be down here until we'll be down at the Winter Park Showroom for S&W Kitchens until 11 a.m. 955 North Orange Avenue. If you come down, we've got some bagels and some coffee for you. We've got a couple of Wolf Sub-Zero Cove giveaways for the first couple of lucky people that'll come by. And we'd love to see you. Oh, look at that. We've got one coming right through the door now.
So. Wearing a Florida shirt to boot.
That's right. Gators have the weekend off this week, right?
Easy weekend.
So we'll see next weekend, big game against Florida State.
Should be kind of like last year.
I certainly hope so. We'll get another 10-win season for the Gators. But we do want to pay off the conversation that we had before the break. So Mr. Kip, Hodakaz. Hodakaz? What kind of last name is that, by the way?
Well, this is an interesting story because it's actually my maiden name, right? And I'll tell you the story in the next hour if you come back. So
perfect. So Kip asked Bob about what can be done to maintain your Sub-Zero refrigerator, and let's pick it up from there.
Sure. The best thing you can do, is particularly with the classic Sub-Zero, which Kip has, where your machine compartment and that grill is up top, that swings up. And it on a hinging mechanism, there's a condenser coil that's there. The best thing a homeowner can do is to periodically, and by that, it's going to depend a little bit about the environmental conditions inside the house. You know, do you have pet dander? Do you have a lot of dust in the house? If your filters are, you know, if you're keeping up with all of that, obviously you're minimizing that. So you get in with the pinpoint adapter for your vacuum. And you're not going to damage it if you're very careful about just going in and taking care of any of the dust that will collect up by your condenser. That allows that refrigerator to breathe, and it'll be trouble-free. Yours is 20-plus years old?
20 years old.
There you go.
And that thing is a champion and keeps on running. So I got so many questions. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm actually on Custom Fence Orlando. I want your card. We'll reach out to you, and we'll put an article out on that one. So because I think that maintenance of those things are important. So give it. We'll communicate. I'll write it. We'll get it out there and go this way. Budgetary purpose. You can have more money for your fence.
There you go. And I think, you know, what's going to happen in the future with technology, the way that's evolving, you know, why don't you explain the Sub-Zero app?
Sure.
That people have available
today.
Them.
A lot of appliances are what we call connected, and a lot of folks have that desire to be able to interact at that level.
Smart home.
The refrigerator, frankly, is, I don't want to use the term the least sexy, but frankly, it's going to give you the fewest notifications, but they're going to be very meaningful. So if your water filter for your ice maker or your water dispenser needs to be replaced, you'll be alerted at the product on the display and on an app if you choose to do that. Same thing with the air purification cartridge that I talked about. If it's in the 10th or 11th month and it needs to be replaced, you'll get a notification on the app. You can do some other cool things with it. You can increase your ice production. If we wanted to go have a little margarita party tonight at 6 o'clock, we could take the app and say, you know what, make 30% more ice for the rest
awesome.
Of the day. Fun.
We're going to continue this conversation with Bob Loix, Tim Paderewski, and Mr. Hip Hodakaz. After the top of the hour break. We want to thank Joe Bird and Nancy Hecht and their group, Certified Financial Planners, for letting us borrow this segment. We appreciate the new listeners that tuned in and stuck with us, and we'll look forward to to the rest of our loyal listeners after the top of the hour here.
Yeah, back to doing what we do best.
One more hour of Florida Homes and Gardens right after the latest news, weather, and traffic with Dave Wall right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
This is News 96.5.
WDBO.
Where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
And it starts now.
10 o'clock at News 96.5 WDBO. Not seeing much shower activity for us, and it's going to be warming up, the forecasters say. Then there's a cold front. We'll update you on the forecast in just about 5 minutes. Our top local story, if you're heading out for Thanksgiving, I'm watching the chance for severe weather. ABC's Rob Marciano on what to expect this week.
That snow increases by tomorrow morning across the interior of New England and northern New York. And heavier rain, Philly, New York, and through Boston could hang around as a pseudo-nor'easter there and significant snow accumulations. And that is just the beginning of what is setting up to be a very active holiday travel week.
More than 161,000 people are set to pass through Orlando International Airport today.